property info here for you. What's going on? Well, we're bringing back those car shows. Going to be opening on Saturday. So the first one of the season. Craig Turpin reports that the annual Flemington Car Shows return on Saturday. Registration starts at 5, front of the historic Hunterdon County Courthouse located at 75 Main Street. The show runs from 5:30 to 8:30 and is first of 8 shows being held in alternating Saturdays this summer. All makes and model cars can participate as long as they are registered. This show's feature makes are Ford, Oldsmobile, and Mercury, and those models should park in the lot behind 71 Main Street, while all other cars park along Main Street on a first-come, first-served basis. There will be music from DJ Chuck Leonard as well as two bands. Exit Row Band playing at 26 Main Street by the Main Street Bagel, and Triple Addiction playing at 136 Main Street at the Grill Shack. There will also be kids activities, including a bounce house and games sponsored by Central Hunterdon Baptist Church being held next to the police station at 100 Main Street, as well as face painting sponsored by Fred Bean's Toyota in front of Union Hotel.
TSA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A House committee expected to grill TSA Administrator Peter Neffinger today. The hearing going to focus on long lines and short tempers at some major airports in the United States. Some Democratic senators talking about seriously removing Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. University of Virginia political expert Dr. Larry Sabato on Fox News saying that she is the current target.
May find a graceful way out, but this is going to be a concession to Bernie Sanders. She will be thrown to the wolves.
Sabato telling Fox News that her days as DNC chair are numbered one way or another. New Mexico authorities calling what happened outside a Donald Trump rally last night a riot. Albuquerque police officers injured by protesters throwing rocks. At least one person was arrested. And a Kansas community surveying the damage after multiple tornadoes touched down yesterday. Two people seriously injured. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The man who investigated Bill Clinton is reportedly being fired as president of Baylor University after its football team is involved in a sexual assault scandal. Kenneth Starr investigated President Clinton during the Whitewater controversy and the Monica Lewinsky scandal in 2010. Starr became chancellor and president of the nation's largest Baptist university, the school declining to respond to reports of his firing. A wounded warrior speaking out about the VA's horrible treatment. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with more.
Ryan Mast, a wounded warrior who lost both his legs while fighting the war on terror, is speaking out about generally poor treatment that the veterans received from the VA. Mast appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys. He said the Veterans Administration needs to make changes so vets can visit any doctor near them instead of waiting months for care at a VA facility.
Doctors exist within immediate proximity to any veteran. We have to let those veterans go be seen there. It's just what makes sense.
Mast added many veterans have died from treatable conditions while they waited for appointments that have taken months to schedule. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Federal prosecutors going to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing 9 worshipers at a South Carolina church. Dylan Roof is already facing a death sentence when he goes on trial in state court in January. The 22-year-old white man is accused of killing 9 black people when he opened fire at the historic African-American Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. That was last June. Toyota is hitching a ride with Uber. Randy Fuller has the details.
The carmaker has announced that it's investing in the ride-sharing company. The new partnership will create a leasing program in which buyers can make payments from their earnings as Uber drivers. The two companies will also work together to develop new in-car apps, as well as a special fleet of Toyota and Lexus vehicles for Uber drivers. I'm Randy Fuller.
A new campaign's being launched to encourage safety around the water. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Elliot Kay with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Pool Safely campaign aims to prevent drownings while your kids are at the pool.
On average, one child a day who drowns in the United States, and that's just obviously unacceptable. We think that the awareness that we're engaged in has been helpful, and that's part of why, as the official season kicks off this weekend, we're trying to get the word out.
Kay says enrolling your kids in swim lessons and learning CPR are just a couple of simple water safety steps that parents can take. He also recommends having a four-sided fence around a pool and making sure somebody is always keeping an eye on the kids. More information is available by visiting poolsafely.gov. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
And you know what that sound means. Good morning. It's time for another edition of Modern Design. Today's show is going to be all about the outdoor. We're just approaching Memorial Day weekend. And we're going to be talking about fixing up your backyard for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday and for summer, and wonderful and interesting things that you can do to make your outdoors as spectacular as we've made your indoors. So let's take a look at, speaking of outdoors, I think today's going to be a wonderful day. So let's take a look at the forecast and see what's going on here. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling me that it's already 74 degrees with fair skies. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 87. This is a beach day. If you can sneak down to the beach, today is the day to do it. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 58 degrees. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87. So we're looking at warmer temperatures, which I'm ready for. I got the short sleeves on today. Thursday night, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 61. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers, then later on, chance of thunderstorms, 30%, a high again of 87. Seems like a consistent high. On Friday, for the holiday weekend, it'll be thunderstorms, then partly cloudy with a low of 63. On Saturday of the weekend, the holiday weekend, it's going to be a high of 86 and sunny. Saturday night, there'll be a low of 63. It'll be clear. And then finally, on Sunday, it's going to be sunny and then perhaps thunderstorms late in the day with a high of 83. So maybe the worst of it is over and we're going to start to see nice, sunny, warm skies and warm temperatures from now on. I read recently that we're going to, as much as our winter was mild, we're going to have actually a warm summer this year. So very topical today that my show is all about your outdoor spaces, entertaining, making your spaces beautiful, your backyard in particular for the holiday. But also we're going to talk about pots and plants and things you can do at your front door and different ideas. I did a lot of shopping this week in preparation for today's show. I wanted to see what was out there, what was new, what are they doing now, maybe with lighting and umbrellas and patio furniture and beautiful things for the pool and innovations that you can do and speakers for outside and outdoor fans and all that type of stuff. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages and we'll be back shortly. More of Modern Design.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick.
Home, sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back on the air. I do want to mention, as I did in a previous broadcast, I want to do a shout out to my father, Henry Scuderi, who's listening to me at the Parker Nursing Home in Highland Park, New Jersey. And look forward to seeing him later this week. Okay, anyway, so we're going to start talking initially about outdoor furniture and what I saw. I went shopping, not because I necessarily wanted new furniture for myself, but I always want to see what's current, because when people do ask me, I want to do my patio. I want to have an arsenal of different and new ideas. So these are some of the things that I saw when I was out. I took some notes, and I really use my my phone as a camera, more than a phone probably, and I use it as a way to just see the pulse of what's out there, what's consistent, and the things that I see. And then I take them and I put them on my computer and I set files up. So it gives me sort of, for the show as well as for my clients, it gives me, I think, a good background of what's current. So when I went out to the stores, I saw a lot of technology changes, a lot of better solutions to outdoor furniture, things that were very impervious to both water and sun, things that had cushions that are much better made than they were before, that are really impervious to wet and very impervious to heat and very impervious to the damaging rays of the sun. I saw wicker that's made of resin that really looks more like wicker than it used to. Really better presentations. As far as fabrics go, I saw unbelievable fabrics that really look like they could be indoor. And I am starting to see a trend when I'm working in people's houses that have young children of using outdoor fabrics. Now, I use the term Sunbrella because they are a company that does it. They were probably one of the original companies. There are many other companies as well that do have outdoor fabrics that you can use indoor. But I'm starting to see a trend where I'm making pillows, where I'm making cushions using these Sunbrella fabrics because they become so beautiful. Initially, you had a couple of solid colors and that was it. Now they just, you can't even tell the difference. So in terms of furniture that looks like wicker, the original plastics or resin that came out that looked like a wicker was very, very plasticky looking. It wasn't very attractive. But I saw a lot of wicker, if you will, looking furniture. Lots of dark colors. Browns were very popular. I didn't see as much natural wood or white. But I saw outdoor furniture that looked like wicker but was made of resin. But it didn't have the look or feel of the resin. I think they've really done a good job of making them appear to be as if they're almost really wicker, but they're impervious again to water and sun, and they're a great look. So that's been very popular for our summer season 2016. Square and rectangular umbrellas I saw a lot of this year, and I like them. I like the look. If you have a rectangular table, as many people do for their patio dining set, I see it looks kind of nice sometimes to have a rectangular or square umbrella. So I saw a lot of market umbrellas are still in style, and I see a lot of square and rectangular shapes, which makes sense because things are much squarer now and things lines are straighter. So that was something that I saw that was on trend. Tempered glass top tables are still in. That hasn't changed a little bit. outdoor rugs are amazing now. And I like the idea of an outdoor rug. You know, my deck is set up in such a way that I have two areas. It's big enough where I have two areas. I have a sitting area where I have patio furniture where you could be comfortable. And then I have a dining area that has a dining table and chairs. And then I have a chest set up, a deck chest, if you will, that I can put cushions in if it's inclement weather. So I have the two areas set up. And I think I'm going to add some of those rugs because they really add another level of color. Many of us, our decks are stained and they don't have a lot of color. Or in my case, it's painted gray. And if you want to bring an accent color in, you want to delineate the areas or just dress it up a little bit. Or perhaps your deck or patio is stained and you can't get the stains off. A great way to make that look better is to put down an outdoor carpet. The other thing is that perhaps you have a new port patio or you have a deck that you just had done over and you don't want to have damage to your deck. If you buy an outdoor rug, you could spill red wine, which I've seen people do, on these rugs, and they just wipe right up. So outdoor rugs are very popular and very beautiful. I have some trade magazines with me. I see lots of geometrics, just as it would be inside. I see lots of geometric shapes and beautiful colors. I'm seeing a lot of orange this year. Orange seems to be a very popular color for the 2016 summer season. Orange as an accent color. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and I'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back on 100 in Chamber Radio. Our show is Modern Design. We meet here live every Wednesday in studio in Flemington at the CenturyLink building from 10 to 11 a.m. Our program is all about design, about modern design. That is not necessarily contemporary design, although that's part of it. But what's going on now in 2016? What's current? How could you change your house? How could you make your house better, or your office, or your restaurant, or you know what we can do to make things more efficient and more beautiful and give you resources? And often we have live guests come in and give us really terrific ideas and resources and places to go. And in my career, my 18 years of being an interior decorator, I pick up a lot of secrets in the trade, and I like to pass them on to you. When you listen to our program. Before we went to commercial break, we were talking about outdoor trends and patio furniture. So a color that I'm seeing a lot of this year is orange. The pop color for orange seems to be very big this year. Mavenhill Designs, we do not only interiors as far as soft surfaces and furniture and all that stuff, but I do have a painting company, Mavenhill Painting. And, of course, we're doing a lot of exterior painting right now because of the good weather. And in two of the homes that I've worked on in the past 2 weeks, the couples that I dealt with asked for orange as their front door color. And so when I take on something like that, I just don't say, okay, we'll pick an orange randomly. I go out and I like to look, and I'll go into a wonderful neighborhood. I'll go into an older neighborhood, and I'll look, and I'll see people have done pops of color on their doors and see trends and what color works, and should it be more like a parrot orange or salmon-y or what have you, to give them something that they say, who did this? Because this is really innovative. I don't want to just standard pick a color and be done with it. I want it to be something that's thought-provoking and provocative, and something that I could put on social media and share and maybe inspire people. So I did that, and I drove around Maplewood, New Jersey, which has a lot of beautiful older homes, and younger people are buying them and making them a little bit more up to date. And I saw a couple of orange doors, and there was a consistency there with orange. So on the two homes that I've been working on, one was in Chatham and one was in Summit, and both of them we did do different shades, but we did an orange door. So I see in the trade magazines and when I went shopping, a lot of orange paired with gray, which is a great combination, and orange paired with brown. So orange is a very strong color. Lots of orange pillows, orange and gray together, orange and brown together, orange and green together, which is a really nice combination. Again, I saw a lot of geometric prints, whereas many of the cushions were solid, I saw just as many with patterns. The same thing with umbrellas. When I think of a market umbrella, I usually think of a solid color, a dark green market umbrella, a navy blue market umbrella, an outdoor umbrella. But this year, I saw a lot of geometric shapes, stripes, a lot of striped umbrellas I saw this year. And but again, a lot of patterning. But you know what? Patterning is going on with interiors as well. I saw beautiful dining sets this year. I think I was the most impressed with the outdoor dining sets and how the manufacturers are really trying to make outdoor dining like a step up, starting with the tables. There was a trend that's been going on for the past couple of years with Inside, that dining tables are a little bit more casual. And there's a table out there that has sort of like a picnic table look to it. For Inside, and it has a top that has wood slats on it, and then the base is sort of a crisscross, if you will, like a picnic table. And I saw that shape when I went out a lot. I also saw benches, outdoor benches on either side, and then nice chairs on the end. And not only are we doing it inside the house, we're seeing it outside the house. I saw a lot of accessories for the table. I don't think I've ever seen more outdoor plates and dishes and glasses, and they are unbelievably beautiful. In fact, yesterday I was in Crate and Barrel, and navy blue or dark blue is really a strong, strong color, and I think it's even getting stronger, if you will. And there was a bowl that was so beautiful, and it looked like it was blue glass, which I love. I had to touch it to make sure that it was acrylic and it wasn't a glass bowl. So they're really doing a good job with the outdoor entertaining. Speaking of navy, I saw a lot of combinations of brown and blue as well. Again, a lot of brown. Last year, I saw a lot of gray resin, plastic resin furniture. This year, brown. I think brown is making a comeback again, which I'm kind of surprised. A lot of brown furniture, and brown paired with navy blue, and also brown paired with like a teal blue. And that I saw quite a bit of. Again, the geometric prints and rugs, outdoor rugs, beautiful outdoor rugs. Again, lots of geometric designs, lots of shapes, the trellis shape, and lots of geometric designs. Another combination that I saw that I liked with resin furniture was brown and green, like that citrus green. Citrus green is probably my favorite color now, that lime or citrus green. It's very fresh looking, and I just love it. Last year, I saw the citrus green with navy blue, and both colors are still popular, but what I'm seeing now is green and brown together, chocolate brown and sort of a lime or apple green, and that's a really fresh look. And something that you may want to try for your patio. And beautiful, comfortable looking and comfortable feeling patio furniture that or outdoor furniture. Again, I saw so much of resin wicker. That seemed to be the thing. And it was very comforting. The other thing that I did see, again, which is continuing to be popular, is teak. I saw a lot of outdoor dining sets that were a teak. And they are expensive. Very pretty looking, and I love when they weather to a gray, although I think once they weather to a gray, the wood is starting to break down, so that's another story. But I saw beautiful teak sets, very chic-looking teak sets in a natural teak finish. I also saw some that were started out gray, which I think I kind of like more. But and the combination of either a natural teak wood and sort of an aqua blue or or sort of a gray teak wood with blue are very popular. In fact, I'm seeing the combination of grays and sort of a teal aqua in all sorts of decorating. And it stands to reason that that it would affect outside decorating as well. So that sort of really soft, not a bright teal, but a very soft sort of sea green, blue green teal, like color of the ocean. I saw that in a lot of fabrics for both the living sets and the dining sets as a very pretty color, and the combination of, again, of gray and sort of a teal is kind of nice. I was told by one of my listeners that I had to talk slower because she takes notes when we talk, so I have to be very conscious if you're writing stuff down. Also, 24 hours after my broadcast airs, you can go to any of the podcasts and replay them. So if you want some resources or a specific interview you want to hear, you can always pick them up on the Chamber website. Another thing that I saw this year that I really liked was the use of white in outdoor furniture and white in umbrellas. And they are beautiful. That took me by storm. In fact, I'm looking for a new project to take on where I can do the whole set in white. I saw white market umbrellas this year. They are just stunning. My concern is I don't know how well white will hold up with the elements, but I saw a set done, and it was the base of the metal for the market umbrella or the outdoor umbrella for the patio set was oil rub bronze. And then the market umbrella was rectangular, and it was white. Oh, my God. It's sort of a really new, fresh look. I think if I could start over, that's what I would do. I would do all white. I recently saw a garden where all the flowers in the garden were white. And when you do that, then whatever else is there, it's like doing white flowers. You notice the stems. You notice the architecture. You notice the greenery. The same thing holds true when you do white. And white market umbrellas are just beautiful. White rectangular market umbrella. That's something you want to try if you want to have a new look. And then sort of you can change your cushions to anything. That will work with, you know, it's sort of, white is basic. So you can do that with navy. You can do that with teal. You can do it with chocolate brown. You can do it with anything. But a white umbrellas, I saw a lot of. Not so much white cushions for chairs because they're impractical, but white market umbrella, something I thought was really, really, really beautiful. And, of course, navy. Navy happens to be, if you've ever been to Maven Hill Designs here, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington. I'm in with John McLean from Rugs to Riches. We have about 2,500 square foot space, and we share the space. And my area has a 12-foot wall that's done in a beautiful blue, a navy blue that I custom made. And I'm a big bluophile, I guess. My business cards are blue and white, and I love the crispness of blue and white. But navy, I think going into summer, navy will be the color of the season this year. I saw more things in navy than ever. Lots of solid navy blue cushions with beautiful white piping, which is, you could have done that in 1975 or today, and it's still going to look good. and lots of geometrics, blue and white, sort of a geometric shape, the shape that looks like trellis, different shapes in geometric. To me, that's the look that's very hot right now. I didn't see a lot of white furniture, which I thought I would see because there's a lot of navy blue out there and they pair well. And I thought I would see more gray with the furniture, but I'm still seeing a lot of brown, brown and blue. But as much as I saw brown with teal or aqua blue, I saw more of brown with navy blue with white piping. Very, very traditional looking, which kind of surprised me a little bit. And of course, there were iron sets as well, and the iron was also brown. I expected to see a lot of black iron, but I didn't see it. I saw everything was pretty much brown, which kind of surprised me. I thought this year everything would be gray, gray, gray with the new pops of color, because that's kind of what's happening still, and the tail end of gray, I think, because gray is going to start to fade a little bit, I think. But I see a new trend. I read last year that we're going to see a resurgence of brown, which kind of makes sense, because when I consult during the week, 2 days a week, I am a colorist for the Riccardi Design Center at their corporate headquarters in Maplewood, New Jersey. But I will go anywhere in the state and do your paint colors for you, for your home. The fee for that is $199. It's very reasonable. So if you'd like to have a color consultation done, you can call me at 908-884-0770, and I'll come out to your home and do that. But getting off point here, the point of the matter is that I'm seeing a lot of I see all the colors and the color trends. And we went from last year and the past couple of years of picking grays when gray got very hot, blue grays and gray. But then last year, grays started to change, and they started to become more brown grays, Edgecombe gray and Revere pewter. In fact, there was a word last year that I think was new to the English dictionary called grayge, and that's a combination of gray and beige. Now I'm seeing brown come back, chocolate brown. And I read an article last year that said brown was going to make a comeback. And I do see it everywhere I went. I saw more brown for the frames of furniture, whether it be metal or wicker, resin wicker, and with nice combinations, and not as much gray. So that was kind of surprising. Here I see in this particular magazine that I pulled up here a beautiful aqua blue and chocolate brown, and then sort of a this one is a blue blue gray and chocolate brown. Very pretty. The metal sets were beautiful. Not a lot has changed with the metal sets, but really very comfortable. When I was in them, I think the quality of them and the comfort has gotten a lot better. My set happens to be about 14 years old. It was a very good set that I bought at the time at Fortune Off Outdoor Store, which is a great resource. There's not a lot of them around anymore, but if you can find one, Google Fortune Off Outdoor Store. They had nice quality patio stuff, and I guess 14 years later, it's still there, so it says something to the quality of what they sell. But I think things are more comfortable now. My set is okay. I mean, they're slingback chairs, which I recommend to everybody. Slingback chairs are very important because who wants to deal with cushions when it's going to rain? And at night, it inevitably in the summer rains. But more comfortable chairs, I think, than ever. The proportions, a lot of innovations in outdoor. A lot of innovations in outdoor. Okay, we're coming up to our news. So I am going to go to a quick news break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
TSA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A House committee is expected to grill the TSA administrator today. It'll focus on long lines and short tempers at some major airports in the United States. The top tax man could become a deduction if Republicans have their way. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
Mr. Koskinen did not tell the truth to Congress. He provided false testimony.
That's the Republican chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Panel, Jason Chaffetz, speaking at the opening of a House hearing today, looking into, among other things, misconduct by John Koskinen in the aftermath of the IRS targeting scandal, which involved the IRS targeting conservative groups that were seeking tax-exempt status. Republicans say Koskinen made false statements and failed to fully cooperate with congressional investigations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New Mexico authorities call what happened outside a Donald Trump rally last night a riot. Police officers injured by protesters throwing rocks. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Bill Cosby will stand trial for sexual assault. Prosecutor Kevin Steele talking about the sexual assault charges leveled against Cosby by former Temple University employee Andrea Constand.
We're here because we want to seek the truth. We're here to serve justice. The evidence in this case that was presented at the preliminary hearing is of a limited basis.
After a preliminary hearing yesterday in Pennsylvania, the judge ruling there was enough evidence to proceed to trial. Cosby facing up to 10 years in prison if he's found guilty. Some Democratic senators talking seriously about removing Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. University of Virginia political expert Dr. Larry Sabato telling Fox News she is a current
target.
She
may find a graceful way out, but this is going to be a concession to Bernie Sanders. She will be thrown to the wolves.
CNN reporting a number of senators worry that the Florida congresswoman's become too toxic in the fight for the Democratic presidential nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Donald Trump tells the people of New Mexico the Republican governor's not doing her job. The likely Republican presidential nominee unloading on Governor Susan Martinez at a rally in Albuquerque last night.
Since 2000, the number of people on food stamps in New Mexico has tripled. We have to get your governor to get going. She's got to do a better job, okay? Your governor has got to do a better job.
Martinez has been critical of Trump, and she did not attend his rally, Trump blaming the two-term governor for many of New Mexico's economic problems. The governor's press secretary later issuing a statement saying Trump apparently doesn't realize Martinez wasn't elected 16 years ago and has fought for welfare reform. Passengers on the American Eagle flight that received a threat before landing at LAX are breathing a sigh of relief that it was just a hoax. Randy Fuller has the details.
Scary, but we made it.
FBI officials said yesterday the threat against Flight 5931 from Houston to LAX turned out to be not credible, but they're still unsure who may be responsible for it. Armed SWAT officers boarded the plane after it landed and checked out the cabin before passengers were allowed to get off. This passenger says they didn't know what to think.
Bomb, you can't do nothing about that. It's, you know, something that's a little terrifying because you don't know what's true or what's not true.
A total of 71 people were on the plane, including four crew members. Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
Cup of coffee's getting a little cheaper. The company that owns Folgers and Dunkin' Donuts Coffee says it's dropping prices by 6%. The price cut won't affect the cost of the popular K-Cup coffee pods. This is USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and we are talking about outdoor furniture. What's in, what's trending, what looks wonderful, and so on. I do carry a line of wonderful outdoor accessories, beautiful dishes and glasses and so on. I also have a line of candles that are flameless and wonderful for outdoor entertaining. Not only are they battery operated, but they're also on timers. So you put something like that in a nice lantern and you cannot tell that it's not a real candle. I sell a lot of them. I have very good price point on my battery-operated candles. They're very realistic looking. And with the timer, it's wonderful because if you use them at an entrance to your house, a front entrance or a back entrance, and you have something that looks like a lantern, a beautiful lantern, and you have a candle in it, it's on a timer, it does give the appearance that you're home even if you're not. And there's a regularity to them. And the price point is wonderful. Something to check out. I have some wonderful things in the store, made some changes, and have wonderful things in the store. I do go by appointment now at the store because I travel a lot. So if you'd like to come into Maven Hill Designs, 1 U.S. Highway 131, Flemington, New Jersey, give me a call at 1-908-832-7050 or 908-884-0770. And we'll get you into the store, no charge, and wonderful outdoor things, beautiful dishes, beautiful outdoor lanterns. That's another thing that I wanted to bring up. I saw a lot of gorgeous lanterns for outside with candles, either multiple candles inside or one. And that was a beautiful look. I saw lots of shiny silver, lots of chocolate brown, beautiful lanterns with battery-operated candles. I think that's the way candles are going to go. I really do. I think the danger of fire, both inside and outside, are too great. And in the beginning, battery-operated candles just looked ridiculous. They were just absolutely awful. Now they have a realistic flame, and they're just look good. And a trick, again, is if you take any of those artificial candles and you enclose them in glass or something, then you can't tell the difference. So I saw a lot of that. Maybe that's the reason there were so many lanterns out, sort of decorative lanterns with a handle on it and then battery-operated candles inside. So that was another trend that I saw. Geometrics, navy blue, chocolate brown, area rugs, beautiful area rugs in all sorts of design that were outdoor. Sunbrella fabrics, wonderful fabrics that don't fade and aren't susceptible to water or any sort of damage. So also on trend were little bistro sets. I saw a lot of little simple bistro sets. Maybe you're in an apartment or maybe you're in a condo. I remember when I was in my first condo, I just had a little area in the front that I could do a little bistro set. I saw a lot of bistro sets in metal, done in a lot of wonderful bright colors. Again, orange pops as the color that I see for the 2000. I would say navy. This is the year of chocolate brown, navy blue, and orange. That was, if I could summarize it, because it really, it's what I saw consistently when I went out. I thought I was going to see a ton of gray as I did last year and the past 2 years for the summer season, but no. More chocolate brown, navy blue, and orange. Those are the colors, which don't sound like they go together, but they actually do. And to me, blue and orange are a natural synergy. I think most people, when I say that, question blue and orange. But I would say maybe 10 years ago, I was in a Calico Corners Fabric Store up in Short Hills, New Jersey, and we were reupholstering a woman's set that she inherited. And they had a setup there way before this color combination was in. And they had two camel sofas, and they had a couple of club chairs. And the body of the sofas were sort of a nice, you know, camel color. And then everything was accentuated in navy blue and orange. And it was exquisite. It was just unbelievable. The coffee table was an ottoman. And it was just navy blue and orange. That's a combination you have to try. It's very hot this year. And it's a beautiful combination. I wanted to change the topic a little bit, get off furniture, of course, on staying outdoor, and talk about what I saw in planters. We have to not forget about changing out seasonally our front door and our side doors as well. I always have seasonal things, wreaths and pots and seasonal things, just to show the change of season. I usually can't wait until the fall comes and I can start putting out my fall decor and pumpkins and gourds and put out the things for that. Well, the same thing holds true for the summer season, and people are starting to plant now. Memorial Day is a good time and a safe time to plant what you're going to have in your pots at your entrance. So some of the things that I saw on trend were very traditional. I saw lots of square planters, ones that look like boxes, if you will, in sort of a zinc and dark gray with a crisscross kind of design. Square planters were very, very popular this year, but they're very traditional looking. They're not modern looking. They're very traditional looking in sort of zinc or dark. I saw a combination of sort of like a warm white or like a dark, not a shiny black, but sort of a matte black gray color with pots. I did also see that very contemporary looking pot that you've seen out there for planters that are tall, that have a rectangular shape. That was very popular as well. I did see lots of, not so much round, but lots of unusual plants this year. And lots more of focus on the foliage than necessarily the flowers. I saw white flowers, which I think if I could do it over again, I think I would do an all-white garden. It's such a presence. And when you do that, you really, again, you start to notice the stems. You start to notice the leaves. It's just a very different look. So something to keep in mind. Now, talking about umbrellas, umbrellas are very different this year. Although, of course, they still have, excuse me, the classic 9-foot round market umbrella. That new rectangular shape is just awesome. It's really good looking. So if you're in the market for a new market umbrella, then you might want to try to change your shape and do a square or rectangular. I saw a lot of prints this year on market umbrellas for your thing. And that's a way to, you know, to bring some new color in. Maybe you have a set. My set happens to be sort of an older color. It's dark green. But I tell you, I'm not getting rid of it. I love it. I think it's pretty. And one of the ways you can update it is changing out your umbrella and then bringing a pattern into your umbrella if you have solid cushions. So I saw a lot of stripes this year. Stripes for market umbrellas were very, very popular. Black and white, lots of black and white stripes, which is kind of a nice retro look. If you're ever going to try to do something different for your backyard, you might want to try a black and white combination with yellow. It's very classic. It's very old school. But it's kind of has a nice retro look to it. Lots and lots of navy blue stripes, navy blue with the combination of navy blue and aqua blue, which I don't really like that combination, but I saw a lot of that out there, navy blue and aqua blue. Lots of taupe and white and stripes, lots of orange stripes, orange more than any other color, orange with yellow, orange with chocolate brown, orange with gray, but lots of stripes and geometrics in the market umbrellas. Teal was very popular. I also saw some things that I thought were kind of unusual for outside, one of which was a synthetic outdoor curtain where people would curtain off, section off a part of their patio, and they use a curtain. So that was something that I saw that was kind of interesting. It could be very dramatic looking. It's not for everybody, but it was kind of interesting. I also saw outdoor fans. And we had in the winter this year, we had on Hunter and Bruce from Hunter and, Flemington Fan and Lighting. And he told us outdoor fans are terrific because they keep the bugs away. And that's why you don't do an outdoor fan necessarily for cooling per se, because you are outside, although it gets the air moving, but it keeps the bugs away. So that's something that I did see again. I also saw lots of changes in lighting. One of the things that I love the most are those lighting for patios and backyard, that sort of Italian market lights. And those lights have a decent-sized bulb. Sometimes this year I saw it was an Edison bulb where the filament was exposed. But they were sort of the size of a tiny, maybe like the size of, bigger than a plum, the size of a plum. And they're clear bulbs, and they have black. Everything's black, and then you string them. And they've been referred to as sort of Italian lights, and they're very, very pretty. And I saw that everywhere I went, and I'm actually going to get them for my own yard because I think they were really terrific. But I saw a lot of lights for the underneath part of your umbrella and your dining set. And that's always nice to have. I think the best part of entertaining outside actually is at night, because everything sort of glistens and you need to begin to light things. So I saw a lot of umbrellas that had lighting systems in them, whether it be just something that looked like a white Christmas light or a very specific task light. So that was something that I saw as well. Again, lanterns. Everywhere I looked, every place I went to, I saw lanterns. Beautiful, tall lanterns or multiple-sized lanterns for your front walkway, your back walkway, your deck, your patio to give ambient light. And all I saw are battery-operated candles with timers on it. So that's another thing of light that was very, very popular for this season. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18, I think it's coming up on 19 years, but I don't like the fact that I'm getting older. And working in the tri-state area, mostly New Jersey, but also in Manhattan and the boroughs, and a little bit in Florida. I have two clients that have homes down in Florida on the West Coast, and I help them with their spaces as well, which is kind of fun, especially if you're doing it in the winter months, but I was doing it in the summer months. Anyway, with that being said, we're talking about entertaining. It is the coming up to the Memorial Day weekend already. May just flew by, and we're talking about things that you can do with your patio and furniture outside and the innovations that have been made. Finally, I want to finish up our segment on, we talked a little bit about lighting, is outdoor rugs. I think outdoor rugs are being underused, and I think that they are serve dual purpose. One is if we're trying to hide stains, spills, and messes, a rug does that. And the other thing is just if we're trying to avoid stains, spills, and messes, an outdoor rug really does do a good job of preventing that. And if you can serve your red wine, you can serve your chicken Savoy with the very dark sauce. That happened to me about 10 years ago in a previous house. I guess more than 10 years ago, because I've been in the house 11 years, that someone made this delicious chicken Savoy. And then when, you know, everybody wants to always help at the end, and I don't know, two people got involved and they spilled the balsamic sauce on my deck, which was one of those gray composite decks. And I never was able to get that. Solution because I didn't see it right away. I wasn't able to get that solution out of the deck. There was sort of a grease stain on the brown came out, but there was sort of an oil stain on the composite decking that never went away. That's why you need, when you're entertaining, you need outdoor rugs. They're made of polypropylene, they're made of resin, and they are like impervious to everything. And I encourage people to do it. It adds a solid block of color in your space. They're very, very inexpensive. And I think that, you know, they have sort of a practical look. Also, let's say it's a new season now and you don't have the money, as I don't, to replace your patio furniture. A rug is a big area where you could bring in a new block of color. So you can try it. You want to update it with some navy, throw it down with a rug. Not going to cost you a lot of money. Trends in rugs that I see, these rectangular, beautiful rugs that I'm seeing, are, again, what we were talking about, heavily patterned rugs, which are good anyway because they do hide any sort of mess that you have. You don't see it as much. So I wasn't seeing very many. Years ago, most of the rugs had a sisal look to them, and they may have been solid or had a border on them. But everything now looks like you can really, unless you touch it, it looks like a regular area rug that you would have inside. I saw lots of geometric shapes. Circles were very popular, like lots of circles with lots of color in them. That trellis design was a very popular for outdoor rugs. The look of a Greek key, if you know what a Greek key symbol is like, that was something that was also very popular when I was looking at outdoor rugs. Not as much texture, lots of patterning, lots of graphic design. Things that look like modern leaves was a very popular design. The scroll look, things that look like their fretwork, was very popular as well. Again, lots of geometric, lots of that trellis shape. You know that shape that you're seeing out there in all the stores and bedding? And even in, I saw it in, I was passing through Bloomingdale's, and I noticed it was even in women's fashions. It's that sort of, it looks like a Moroccan shape. I remember actually being a kid and seeing this in linoleum, is that it was a popular pattern. Sometimes they call it trellis. It's sort of that rounded, it looks like a Moroccan shape, and different people call it different things. That particular geometric is very, very hot and very popular. Lots of curves. And I didn't see a lot of squares, which I used to see a lot of colored squares, but I didn't see that shape a lot. Also, striped rugs were very popular this year. I love the look of striped rugs. It's kind of, it brings sort of a whimsical look to it. And uneven stripes. The stripes aren't necessarily the same size, but uneven stripes for a rug. Most of the rugs didn't have borders on them. Which were nice, and most of them were very contemporary looking. The area rugs were probably the best I've ever seen them look, and I wish more people would use them. Blue is, again, very hot in all the rugs that I saw, sort of a light blue or navy blue or teal and orange. Teal and orange are popular. Navy and orange are popular. They're all great, great looking things for your home. A couple things that I want to, in the last 2 minutes of our show today, that I wanted to talk about with outdoor decorating is if you are going to use candles, make sure that they are watched and make sure they are away from the house. One of the things that I do, and I am always concerned about it, is I will use candles. I have sort of shepherd hooks. If you want a large metal hook, and then around my flower beds, I put lanterns and little glass lanterns, and I will put candles in them, which eventually they run down and they burn out. But you always want to make sure that if you are going to be using real candles, that you don't have them close to anything else, and that you keep an eye on them, because safety is very, very important. But that's a nice look for your garden at night, because typically if you're on your deck or your patio and you're looking out, it's nice to have something to look out at, because people are lighting their decks and their patios for task lighting and for ambient lighting, but you're looking out at a dark surface at night if you're entertaining in the evening. So what I like to do is I like to light my gardens with some beautiful ambient light at night. And if you take a shepherd hook, something that like that would be metal and tall, maybe about 5 foot or so, out of the ground, and then you put a lantern on it, some sort of a colored lantern, which I've been doing for years and years, but I saw a lot of them in the stores. That's a nice way to have something to look out at. All right, well, we're at the end of our segment today. I hope you guys have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and you get out and you get some sun, because it looks like the weather is going to be good. And I'll see you back here next Wednesday at 10 o'clock in studio for another edition of Modern Design. Thanks for tuning into the show, and I will see you next week, same time, same station. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A House committee is expected to grill the TSA administrator today. It'll focus on long lines and short tempers at some major airports in the United States.
The top tax man could become a deduction if Republicans have their way. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
Mr. Koskinen did not tell the truth to Congress. He provided false testimony.
That's the Republican chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Panel, Jason Chaffetz, speaking at the opening of a House hearing today, looking into, among other things, misconduct by John Koskinen in the aftermath of the IRS targeting scandal, which involved the IRS targeting conservative groups that were seeking tax-exempt status. Republicans say Koskinen made false statements and failed to fully cooperate with congressional investigations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New Mexico authorities call what happened outside a Donald Trump rally last night a riot. Police officers injured by protesters throwing rocks. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Bill Cosby will stand trial for sexual assault. Prosecutor Kevin Steele talking about the sexual assault charges leveled against